Hey folks, Weingar here, and I just want to do a super quick wee. There was a study published in the JAMA, which at least for right now is still a very, very respectable journal. This was JAMA 2013, 310, page 270, and the study is entitled Vasopressin, Steroids, and Epinephrine, and Neurologically Favorable Survival After In-Hospital Cardiac Arrest, a Randomized Controlled Trial. This is seemingly, at least to my impressions, a big deal. What these guys did is they randomized patients in three centers in Greece to either getting the standard epinephrine regimen plus a couple of placebo syringes, or in the actual treatment group, they gave epinephrine, and then each time they gave epi, they gave 20 units of vasopressin, which isn't, you know, ground-shaking. We've been thinking about this for a while. The studies haven't panned out. And here's where it gets crucial. They gave 40 milligrams of solumedrol during that first CPR cycle. Then, if the patient got ROSC, return to spontaneous circulation, and they were in shock, they continued a hydrocortisone regimen for 7 days and then tapered it off. If the patient had an MI, they made a shorter regimen to prevent any impingement of healing of the cardiac damaged tissue. But the point is that these guys got steroids during arrest, one dose, and then they got continued steroids after the arrest if they were continuously in shock in their post-ROSC period. They had an increase in neurologically intact survival, CPC 1 or 2 survival. The difference was 13.9% in the VSE, the vasopressin steroid epinephrine group, versus 5.1% in the standard regimen with a significant p-value and good confidence intervals. This seems pretty important. Now, I don't know why this hasn't gotten a bunch of social media play. This is a big deal. I wrote to Zach Shiner, who is part of the ED ECMO project you'll hear about in a few months, and the master of resuscitative ECMO in the ED, along with my bud Joe Bellezzo. He said, well, I don't know why they even need the epinephrine. Maybe it should just be vasopressin and steroids, because we know epi causes problems. But he thought this was pretty cool. I wrote to Keith Lurie, you know, master of all things cardiac arrest research, especially if it involves the pig. And Keith was a little bit worried that the overall results, even in the treatment group, were lower than he's seeing in the U.S. But, you know, this is Greece, so we have to compare it to all the rest of the Greek hospitals. He didn't think steroids were a bad idea, and he doesn't think vasopressin's a bad idea. So this may actually work. Now, I would love for this to be confirmed in a second trial. I don't know if that's going to happen, because this is actually a lot better than most of the cardiac arrest medication research we have. So I think I'm going to start doing this. I think I'm going to give the 40 milligrams of solumedrol during the arrest, and because I don't see much downside. And maybe I'll start thinking about going back to vasopressin. Though if I had to guess, and I don't know, if I had to guess, if this signal is real, then I personally feel it's more from the steroids than it is from the vasopressin. But I could be wrong, and I probably shouldn't be dividing it out. I probably should just do exactly what they did in the study. And I might very well do that. You know, I might do my standard regimen for a couple rounds of CPR, and then, if they're not coming back right away, add in the vasopressin and steroids. But look at this study. I'll link to it in the show notes, and tell me what you think in the comments, because I am curious as to whether other people are going to start doing this or not. Scott Weingart, MCrit, we saying bye-bye.